Hello, everybody. It's the Polyvinyl Craftsman, number 342.
Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning, love you more funny, love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening. You dig it, had to smile just an hour or so. Are we in love like I think we'd be? It ain't a long rhyme, it took ages to think. I think I'll hurl it in the water, baby. Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning, love you more funny, love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening. Hey, hey, suppose sometime that day whoopee, swing along over across to me. Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning, love you more funny, love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening. Pieces, little creepy, we shine so sleepy, so whoopee, that's how you look. Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning, love you more funny, love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening.
Right, that was Sid Barrett there with Love You. This is Kimberly Rue. It's from his Healing Broadway, and Kimberly Rue from Soft Boys. Yeah, and this is called Bloody England. Or Bloody Old England.
I've tried flying south for the winter, but I cried in my tequila all the while. You can stuff your sangria if some fish and chips are near. I'm going back to my foggy little isle. Bloody old trains again, bloody, bloody old football, bloody hell. Bloody old rain on summer, bloody old England. Bloody old seaside, bloody M20. Bars of Barcelona, all canoodling when the Cuban lights are low. You can stuff your banana in the Copacabana. I'm going back to Cuba at Heathrow.
Bloody old trains again, bloody, bloody old football.
Bloody.
That keeps going a little bit loud. We have to stop that. So that was Kimberly Wu. I saw him play recently, and he was really good, actually. I was so surprised. I always liked Soft Boys, but on his own, just him and I can't think of her name that sang with him, but yeah, it was great. This is the Abigails, and it's a track called It's Nothing to Me, and it's from their Tundra LP. It will be in a minute when this deck test starts. I've got to wind it up. What's happening? What is it not doing? Here you go. I've wound it now.
Warren Thomas,
an inmate at
Ada County Jail.
Take your drink to the head of the bar, buddy. Let her be. Now don't be a fool. I'd as soon have a hot seat in Sing Sing prison and a sit down by her on that stool. What's that you say? I guess you're right. It's nothing to me.
This is Coop. I'm going to do a trio of Pete Shelley and Buzzcocks songs. So I am going to start that with Why Can't I Touch It?
Oh,
That was Homo Sapien from 1981. This is from the Time's Up LP, Buzzcocks Demos, which has been released a couple of times. I think Domino put it out again last year. This is the demo version of Orgasm Addict.
Hold On To Your Tank Top and Flares, the 70s are back. That was the Groundhogs with Darkness Is No Friend from Thank Christ for the Bomb. The next track is The High Llamas, Sean O'Hagan, and Cookie Bay. Okay, this is the last of my three. This is a band called Idaho and the track Skyscrape. I saw these live a few times on I think the only tour they did, around about 93. Soundscapey, quite noisy, but great, really like it.
You know the harder
Right, that was Pavement with Conduit for Sale. Before that, I played Moon Landings with The Rabies Are Back. My last of this little three is going to be Courtney Barnett with Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party.
Crush out!
That was Inch featuring Marky Smith. This is some Japanese psyche sort of stuff for you. This is a band called Kikagaku Moyo, and the track is called Fluffy Cosmish.
Thank you.
what's my next one? It's Antoine. This is the B-side of a 7-inch from 1971. It's called Je n'ai jamais dû pu faire de... Oh, let me start again. Je n'ai jamais pu de faire ma ceinture de sécurité.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Here we go.
I think I rushed a bit quick from the 70s to the 90s. Feel a little bit more comfortable in the 70s and don't get so many nosebleeds. So I'm going to start off this next three with one of my favourite bands of the 70s called Budgie, and this track is Guts.
Falling up.
Okay, that was Budgie from their first album, 1971. Next track is from Peter Bardens, who you probably know more from Camel a bit later. This is off his album, and the track is The Answer. It's got Peter Green on it, Linda Lewis, Steve Ellis, and loads of other wonderful people.
Thank you.
Peter Barnes. Sticking with the 70s, this next track is Kevin Ayers from Banana Moor. It's Shouting in a Bucket Blues, and I remember seeing this on Old Grey Whistle Test, and what blew me away really was Steve Hillage playing guitar. Absolutely awesome.
Sometimes I get too drunk and feel so goddamn low. I have no place to go, no one to turn to. I think about your loving arms, where I'd like to be, but it's selfish as can be, and I know it. And if I'm sorry for myself, I'm sorry for you too, 'cause I'm the same as you, and I'm burning. So I sing for everyone who feels there's no way out, or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Listen to them shout. I won't say that I love you, 'cause that would be a lie. I can only say I try, and you know it. Love is something more and less than words can hope to say. It's something day to day in the life we're living. Lovers come and lovers go, but friends are hard to find. Yes, I can count all mine on one finger. Sing for everyone who feels there's no way out, or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you, or listen to them shout. Between us, it just never seems to change. There's a whole mountain range of misunderstanding. So I sing for everyone who feels there's no way out, or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you, or listen to them shout.
I've got three more for this show, and I'm going to start with Captain Beefheart and his magic band with a track called Love Lies. That's from the Shiny Beast Bat Chain Puller album. That was from 1978, and I sort of remember, I think my dad might have played something like that in 78. I remember him playing that record. It was George, he played it to me. I was on his knee. I was probably a very small lad.
Paul, you're going to hit the stop button.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. No, we've swapped the decks around this week. So,
Chaos.
After 7 years, we decided we're going to turn the decks round and put the buttons a bit nearer. But, unfortunately, it isn't working out because all we keep doing is turning them off. So I'll try not to. This is Captain Beefheart.
Stop by your house, saw your lamp lit. Not a sign of you in it. Where could you go at this hour? Has all our love lost its power? I said I'd be here with our flower. Street lamps flutter like fireflies. I wish I hadn't told you all of those love lies. Street lamps flutter like fireflies. I wish I hadn't told you all of those love lies. Where could you go at this hour? Has all our love lost its power? I miss you more, hour by hour. The roses seem to smell sour. Street lamps flutter like fireflies. I wish I hadn't told you all of those love lies. Stop by your house, saw your lamp lit. Not a sign. You go at this hour. Has all our love lost its power? I said I'd be here with our flower. I miss you more, hour by hour. Street lamps flutter like fireflies. I wish I hadn't told you all of those love lies. Oh, all of those love lies. But the lamps flutter like fireflies. Yeah, I wish I hadn't told you all of those love lies.
Right, that was Captain Beefheart there. I'm now going to play a little bit of Gabor Szabo with his version of Walk On By. Thank you.
place. When I felt the presence, it was you I was facing. You, I built a church for you. I built a church for you.
Be my last three for transmission 342. This is Goblin from 1976 with Snip Snap.
Thank you.
Okay, my last one for this week is Cigarettes After Sex. Terrible band name, but really good LP. This is called Young and Dumb.
Thank you. Oh,
That was Atomic Rooster. I think that was probably one of the first bands I really obsessed over as a kid. After hearing the single Devil's Answer. So we are actually gonna jump forward to the 90s again, which I don't like doing because it gives me a headache. But this is Unwound from the Fate Train album. I think it's 93. And this is Dragnalis. That was Unwound from, I think, 93, around that time. And this last track from my three is Mark Almond. Not the Mark Almond, this is...
This is A Mark Almond.
This is John Mark and Johnny Almond. Before this, this is a second album, I think, about 1970, 71. They were in John Mayall's Blues Breakers. They met there and done some really fantastic albums, and this first track is The Bridge.
Sunrise, morning.
yawning round the bay. The seagulls play in circles, and I think that it's going to be my day, and I think things are going to work out my way. I'll find me a friend and we'll sit on the bridge by the bay. I'll go get me a clean pair of Levi's, join all the tourists in white socks and bright ties, cross to the city and see how the night flies. Thank you.
Right, you've been listening to the Polyvinyl Craftsman with guest this week, George. So two Pauls and a George.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, fellas.
And actually, we've made it because it was 3 years between his last two performances, so...
Unaged a lot.
Yeah, yeah. We just thought he's getting on a bit. He's getting on a bit now because, you know, obviously he was about in the 70s, as he keeps mentioning. So we thought we'd better get him in sooner.
And we'll see him again in 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah, about right.
Yeah, that should be about right. Okay, cheerio.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.